have a beautiful morning to celebrate the life of man, give thanks to God. May His Word bring you comfort this day and every day. I turn your attention to our handout on the inside cover. We begin with the invocation. We begin this Christian victory service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow, and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Daniel, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought him to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word, and lead us through this earthly life until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Especially for Colton, but also Colton, what do I have here in my hand, you know? You see it from there? What is that? Band-aid? What do you use a band-aid for? Yeah, when you're bleeding, right? It helps with the healing and the blood is getting over, and it protects the cut. When we get a cut, it bleeds, it helps protect. Here in my hand, I'm holding the Bible, right? And what's the purpose of the Bible? It tells us about healing, protection that comes through Jesus. And why do we need that healing? Well, why we're here today. People pass away, right? Dad passed away. But he knew where his healing was, in Jesus. Right? And so Jesus brings healing to us as we're looking for that healing. Because we know as we live in this world, we're going to get cuts. So we have band-aids to help protect and heal. We also know we're going to deal with hard things in life, like why we're here today. And that's why we have the Bible with Jesus to help us have healing. And he does heal us. Because he has promised to heal us not just for this life, but to live with him forever. And that's a good thing. That we can live with Jesus where there will be no more cuts or pain, passing away. So we give thanks to Jesus today for the healing that he gives us. So, when you have to use a band-aid, give thanks that you have a band-aid to help with the healing and protection. May that remind you of Jesus and the healing and the protection he has for you and for us all, as he had for your dad. And still does, as he's with Jesus. Let us celebrate the healing that God gives to us through his word by joining in our song, In Christ Alone.
Thank you.
our attention to these words of Psalm 23. You read responsibly. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Sums up these words of resurrection comfort we now hear. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then we also will appear with him in glory. We will be before the throne of God. Serve him day and night in his temple. Never again will we hunger, and never again will we thirst. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son Jesus to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
theme for this celebration service, this victory service, is learning life lessons. And the hymns and the readings chosen for this service help teach us some of those life lessons. So we hear another one from Holy Scripture, the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, where we are encouraged to build our life on that which endures and can renew us day by day. We hear these words, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On eagle's wings, our next song. Tents eventually. They wear out.
It's too windy and you go over the tent and you
the tents will blow away. That's right, right? And tents then get torn and they get fall apart. Right? Our bodies too, unfortunately, as we get older, they can start falling apart. The wind sometimes can blow us over. The Lord has a remedy that we want to listen to, another life lesson. This one from 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened. Because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. So that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. James Daniel Johnson was born on October 31st, 1968 in Carmichael, California, to James and Dolores Johnson. He passed away on August 27th, 2020 at the age of 51 years. Daniel was preceded in death by his parents, James and Dolores, and by his sister, Melody Walton. He is survived by his wife, Rebecca, and their son, Colton, along with his sister, Pamela Drennan, husband, Terry, niece Jennifer Hoppen, husband Ryan, and their children Hannah, Jack, and Caitlin, along with niece Gina Naves and husband Jack, and their children Grace and Adam, and sister-in-law Sarah Young, husband Martin, and nephew Aiden. Daniel enjoyed life, taking advantage of the great outdoors as often as able to do so. His outdoor activities included such things as fishing and off-roading. When he wasn't working on his Jeep, Dan would focus on running his security business while at the same time making sure he was able to spend time with Colton. Daniel and his smile will be missed by his family and friends. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. Another lesson, this one from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus offers a rest like no one else and like nothing else. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our next song, I'm But a Stranger Here.
Thank you.
Rocket, Bam, family and friends, grace, peace again. Reminder that such are yours from God our Father in and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to focus on some words from Romans 8. It is too bad Dan did not like the Elkhorns. We know that's not the case. And so it is fitting that we're able to celebrate his life, get comfort from the word of our Lord in the outdoors, which Dan indeed did love. As Dan was going through suffering, especially this last year with a long stay in the hospital, he had some life lessons he shared. And so we want to focus in on some of those life lessons. Here's one of them. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. That's a pretty good life lesson. And it wasn't original with Dan. It comes from God by inspiration through the Holy Spirit. He led Dan to know those words. And he also led Dan to believe those words. And so while he was going through his suffering in the hospital especially, he definitely had time to think and to ponder about suffering and the purpose of suffering, about life and the brevity of life, and how quickly it can be taken away from us. But at the same time, we're not without hope in the face of those thoughts. Because he did know that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to what Jesus has prepared for Daniel and for all who believe in Jesus. So that's why we want to learn from Dan's life lessons, especially those that are rooted on Holy Scripture. A reminder that suffering has become a part of life. And thankfully, though, as our passage reminds us, suffering does not get the last word. It's interesting, too, that Daniel, as he was looking forward to getting out of the hospital and having pondered things in life and what can he do with his life and be of help to people, he said, you know what? I'm going to be a motivational speaker. And so we would talk about how he was going to go around the circuit, and we would also be there with him. And he would use us kind of as the sidekicks. But he would be the main event. And it was a good plan. He didn't get to carry it out, but he was motivational in so many other ways in people's lives, even though he did not go on the circuit. But he knew he had something to offer as he was going through suffering. And to not let suffering get the best of us. Because Daniel did know a life lesson that suffering has become a part of life, because a truth that not everybody wants to focus on, there is sin in the world. Why do bad things happen? Why do people get cut and need band-aids? Why do people pass away? Well, Scripture reminds us what happened to God's perfect creation. The wages of sin is death. Physical death came as a result. Separation from God came as a result. We're reminded of sin and its consequences at a time like this. Suffering has become a part of life. And Daniel knew suffering. But he also knew hope. That this is not all there is. And so God, in love, this is not all there is, he said. He made a promise to Adam and Eve. And to all creation. That he would restore that relationship that Adam and Eve had severed. And that sin would not get the last word. And suffering would not be all there is. He made that promise about sending his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to restore a relationship with God our Creator. And God made good on that promise. Jesus did indeed come. We celebrate Christmas, a reminder of God's kept promise. Jesus took on human flesh like we have. He, too, endured suffering. And suffering like no other. But He was willing to do it, to leave His home in heaven, to come here to earth, because we needed that to be done. Daniel needed that, because Daniel knew that he was a sinner as well, who needed God's forgiveness, and he was able to know he had it through Jesus, God's gift to the world. So Jesus, through all that suffering, and living a perfect life that we cannot live, and Daniel will be the first to admit that he was not perfect. Close! Well, something. He too knew that by God's mercies new each day, he could carry on through the suffering. And so Jesus took his perfect life with all that suffering to the cross. And he said on that cross, "It is finished. Daniel, your sins are paid for. Rebecca, your sins are paid for. Pam, your sins are..." All sins are paid for through what Jesus did on the cross. Not to be raised up against us again. Jesus indeed has brought healing and protection to us. And so we can say, yeah, we are presently suffering, hurting, in so many ways, in legitimate reasons, like why we're here today. But these present sufferings are not worth comparing to the eternal glory that Daniel is enjoying by God's grace and we are looking forward to. Because this present life, as we know, is temporary. We see evidence of it every day. But what waits for us through Jesus is eternal. And that cannot be taken away from us. And so, one of those life lessons again, for us to learn, is our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the eternal glory that awaits us. Suffering does not get the last word. Jesus does. And Daniel has overcome suffering through Jesus. Thanks be to God for that. There are other life lessons that we can learn from Daniel. Procrastination is probably not one of them. He had good intentions to modify his Jeep some more. Get the tape all ready to go. But a life lesson from that, though, is he knew what to do. Fishing. Many life lessons can be learned. Daniel, when it comes to fishing. Hunting. Just being outdoors, he loved the outdoors, and why not? God's creation. What a way to celebrate God's creation. Enjoying the outdoors, what God has given to us to enjoy and to take care of it. That's a life lesson we can learn from Daniel, to take care of it and to enjoy it. But never to replace the ultimate lesson. Because all that time outdoors still was temporary. But it reminded him, and it can remind us, that there's something else out there. This did not come about just by chance, but by God's design for us to use and enjoy. And to remind us that as this creation suffers through things, fires and so forth, our present sufferings aren't worth comparing to that eternal glory that awaits us. So may that be a life lesson you take home again today. And remind yourself of every day. As you go through the hurt and the pain, the reminders, they'll be there. But so is Jesus, right there with you. To remind you that He's got you. To comfort you and to protect you. And to point you to what's ahead. Eternal glory. God bless all of us. Applying those life lessons to us and share them with others as we can. Amen. We hear these words of the Apostles' Creed, the foundation of the Christian faith, summed up in this paragraph. "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one, Daniel, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving him to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father, and that we are his true children, so that we may pray to him as boldly and confidently as dear children ask their dear Father.
Hallowed be thy name.
God's name is certainly holy by itself, but we pray in this petition that we too may keep it holy. God's kingdom certainly comes by itself, even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may also come to us.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
God's good and gracious will certainly is done without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also.
Give us today our daily bread.
God surely gives daily bread without our asking, even to all the wicked, but we pray in this petition that he would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving.
And forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins or because of them deny our prayers. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we ask, neither have we deserved them. But we ask that he would give them to all of us by grace, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will forgive from the heart and gladly do good to those who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
God surely tempts no one to sin. But we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our flesh may not deceive us or lead us into false belief, despair, and other great and shameful sins. And though we are tempted by them, we pray that we may overcome and win the victory.
But deliver us from evil.
In conclusion, we pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil that threatens body and soul, property and reputation, and finally, when our last hour comes, grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this world of sorrow to himself in heaven.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We can be sure that these petitions are acceptable to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and promised to hear us. Therefore, we say, Amen. Yes, it shall be so.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
We continue with the song Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found.
Make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Final life lesson through the song. Abide with me. Continue as you look at the pictures here and over there, and as you encourage one another. There are restrooms in that door that are open. You can go through there and you'll find the restrooms if you need them. There are cookies and water over there. Take a look at those cookies if you have not. Very cool. So our prayers are with you and with all of you. May you continue to be encouraged.